In truth, I believe he would like to thank you himself, said Teddy. He turned toward the yellow taxi parked by the curb. The back door of the car opened, and two grown-ups stepped out, a tall, elegant woman wearing a wine-colored cloak and a man in a dark blue robe. The man had a long white beard. The woman had long white hair.
Morgan, Merlin, whispered Jack.
As the wizard and magical librarian of Camelot walked across the snow, Diantha stepped forward to greet them. He bowed his head. Merlin tenderly stroked the unicorn's white neck. Morgan Le Fay turned to Jack and Annie.
Hello, she said, smiling.
It is good to see you both. Her lovely voice washed over Jack like music.
You too, said Annie, hugging the enchantress. What are you and Merlin doing here? Jack asked.
I have always wanted to visit New York City, said Morgan. Teddy has just given us quite a ride in that taxi. Merlin had to tell him to slow down several times. Morgan laughed and turned toward Merlin.
Quite a ride indeed, said Merlin. Greetings to you both, Jack and Annie.
Greetings, they said.
Thank you for saving my beloved Dianthus, said Merlin. Long ago, he was stolen from Camelot by evildoers. He was rescued by magic weavers in the Netherlands. To keep him safe, they used their art to hide him in their tapestries. I knew I could entrust you two to set him free on the day the spell was to end. But your mission turned out to be more dangerous than I intended. I did not know the dark wizard had sent his apprentices to follow you and capture the unicorn.
Poor Grinda and Balor, said Annie. Now they're ducks.
Oh, do not worry, said Teddy. The spell will wear off in a few days, and they'll find their way home.
Yes, said Kathleen, and I'm sure the dark wizard will have some other wicked plan for them.
Aye, said Merlin, but they will no longer have the use of their black rope.
He picked the rope up from the ground and handed it to Teddy.
Take this back to Camelot and see that it is destroyed.
Gladly, said Teddy.
It must be terrible to work for the dark wizard, said Annie.
She looked at Merlin.
I'm glad we work for you instead.
Merlin smiled.
And so am I, he said. On your last four missions, you and Jack have proved you know how to use magic wisely. And for that, I now entrust you with one of Camelot's greatest treasures.
Merlin pulled a spiraled wand from his robe.
I give you the Wand of Dianthus, he said. As you can see, the wand is made in the shape of the unicorn's horn. It has a bit of his magic in it.
Merlin held the silver wand out to Jack and Annie. Jack took the wand from Merlin. It burned in his hand with cold or warmth, he couldn't tell which.
With the help of the wand, you can make your own magic, said Merlin.
But you can only use it after you have tried your hardest, said Morgan, and remember that it can only be used for another's good.
We'll remember, breathed Annie.
Thank you, said Jack.
He unbuckled his briefcase and carefully placed the silver wand inside.
We must leave you now, said Merlin.
He turned to Teddy and Kathleen.
You may ride Dianthus home to Camelot. I will be along shortly, but first, I would like to drive that taxi around New York City myself. Morgan, will you join me?
Indeed, said Morgan, but drive a bit more slowly than Teddy, please.
I promise nothing, said Merlin.
He looked at Jack and Annie.
Good evening to you, my friends. I will call for you again soon.
Bye, said Annie and Jack.
Merlin took Morgan's arm, and the two walked back to the taxi and climbed into the front seat. The big yellow car sputtered and then took off wildly. As it careened up the avenue, Merlin blew its horn.
Auga! Auga!